Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at working with ViewState in ASP.NET 4. Now, let me set up a sample website that we can use for our demo. Now, I'm going to create this website using Visual Basic, but when you download the sample source code, there's going to be a C# version of it there as well. Now, as I said, the main focus of the video is to look at ways to control view state in ASP.NET 4, and there's a number of new features that have been implemented that give you a lot more granular control over view state, especially when you have nested controls. And let's start, though, by looking at how view state works prior to ASP.NET 4 and what some of the limitations are with that approach. Now, the core problem with versions of ASP.NET prior to version 4 was that if you set the enable view state on the page level, that prevented you from controlling the view state on any of the controls that are contained within the page. For example, enable view state is set to true by default. So if we go down here to enable view state and set it equal to true like this, then that's what the default value is for a page. However, if you were to go in and set it to false, what would happen is then that disables view state for all of the child controls inside the page. So this was often a very difficult situation because you might have certain controls on the page that you wanted view state enabled for, RESM wanted view state turned off, or vice versa. And you had to programmatically handle that situation because the page directives enable view state was an all-encompassing type of setting. However, that's changed with ASP.NET 4. There's a new property called view state mode that gives you a very fine degree of control over view state on specific controls in the page. So let's get started and take a look at how that works and how it overcomes this problem that was in prior versions of ASP.NET, where the only control of view state was really at a very high level, and if you set that to false, that false setting prevented you from controlling it at a lower level. So let's go ahead and we're just going to get rid of this sample content that comes in the project template for a new default ASPX page, and let's go ahead and add a few controls in here from our toolbox. What I'm going to do, let's take a couple panels and put them in here, and then let's say in this particular panel, let's put just a couple text boxes, and all I'm trying to do is set up some nesting of child controls here so we can look at how this view state mode property works. And then we'll go down in here, let's put one text box inside of this panel, and then right after that let's put another panel, we'll nest panels in there, and inside of this let's put yet another text box, and let's put a list box down in there as well. Okay, let me just format that page, and let me just put this list box down on its own line so it's a little more visible when we start to alter some of the properties. So here we have a page that has a number of nested controls on it, and you can see the hierarchy of it. We have the two top level panels, a few text boxes, and in particular inside panel 2, not only do we have an individual control, but we have a nested panel 3. So let me just hide the toolbox. So if we were in ASP.NET prior to version 4, we would have a challenge here if we were to set enable view state equal to false like we have up here at the page level, because then automatically all of these controls down here would have enable view state set to false, and it would be not possible to enable some of their individual view states, or at least not without a lot of custom code on your part. And the reverse is true, that if we were to set this equal to true up here, then all of the child controls would enable view state, and we'd have view state saved for all of these controls. When, let's say, we only wanted the view state in panel 3's two text boxes, or the text box and list box, I should say, to be saved with a page, and we really didn't care about the view state in the other controls. And because of the inherent overhead of view state, this became problematic if you had a reasonably complex page, or you had a high volume of users accessing pages, because you'd be moving all this view state back and forth whether you really needed it all or not. So there's a new property, as I said, called enable view state mode in ASP.4 that really helps solve this problem. So let's look at a couple of potential ways that we can use this. The really nice thing of the view state mode property is that you can set it on any container or control at any level, and it applies specifically to that control. So let's start at the page level, because the page is in essence a control, meaning that it's a container, so the view state mode is available on that as well. So let's go down here with our IntelliSense, and there's the view state mode property. And as you can see, there are three potential settings for view state mode: disabled, enabled, and inherit. And the names are pretty descriptive of what goes on. So let's say that we want to enable view state for our entire page by default, or the mode is it is enabled. So now at this point, what's going to happen is that all of these child controls that are inside of our page are going to, by default, inherit the view state mode of their parent, which is the page. So they would all be set to enabled. So one scenario we could have is, overall, our page is enabled, and let's say that all the controls in panel 2, we really don't care about the view state being saved for those controls, so we want to turn it off. And turning it off, we go down to the panel 2 control, and we'd go to the view state mode, and we would set it to disabled. And in this case, because the disabled state is set on panel 2, any child controls inside of panel 2, because they have the default value of inherit for their view state mode, would automatically be disabled. So let's say that's good, panel 2, everything's disabled, but this list box down here, list box 1, is something that contains information that we want to retain between postbacks. So in that case, we'd go down into view state mode and set it equal to enabled on this control. And what's important to note here in list box 1 is that that enabled state turns it on independent of what happens to its parent elements. So we have a very fine degree of control. And likewise, we could go up here to text box 2, and we really don't care about that one. So we can go to view state mode and set it equal to disabled, and then the view state is turned off just for text box 2. So that's some of the basic approaches with using this new view state mode property. So now what we're going to do is make a copy of default ASPX, because I want to leave that alone, so when you get the sample code download, you'll have that exactly as it was here in the video. So I'm making a copy of the page, and let's just call this view state mode .aspx, and let's open that up. And because it's a copy, we want to just change all the view state mode attributes back, meaning I just want to get rid of them, and then they're all going to have the value of inherit by default, as I mentioned. And we'll go up here, just get rid of that for the page. And I see one more down here. Let me just get rid of this one. So now what's going to happen is this entire page will inherit the view state mode of its parent. And the parent in this case is a master page. You can see right up here we have the master page attribute, and it's pointing to site.master. So what I want to do is go over here to site.master and scroll down, and here's the content placeholder for main content, and you can just see that that is over here, main content. So this is the main content on our view state mode page. And because the content placeholder is a control like any other control, it has a view state mode property, and I want to set that to disabled. And what that's going to do is, by default, all of our pages will have view state mode disabled as a page, and they won't save any view state. So that means if you want the view state to be enabled for a particular control or a group of controls on your page, you're going to need to specify that. And that approach ensures that your page is as lightweight as possible. And you do have to think about which ones you want enabled, but you should be doing that anyway rather than just, you know, carte blanche, as they say, having all the view states saved for the page, which is typically what happened in ASP.NET prior to version 4, unless you went in and did some programmatic additions to the code behind that manipulated the view state. So now if we go over to our new page, the view state mode page, everything inside this content placeholder has view state disabled, and we can say, okay, there are certain things on this page where I want to have view state. And let's say one is the list box down here. So we'll say okay, we'll go to the view state mode and we'll set it to enabled for that. And let's say we want everything in panel 1, and so we would go view state mode equal to enabled, and that would have both the panels text boxes, text box 1 and text box 2, will have view state enabled. And what I like about this approach is that you can make the global assumption that your view state mode is disabled, and then you have to explicitly state that a particular control or container has view state mode equals enables. And that is more self-documenting in the sense that if we look at this page, we see that view state mode is enabled for panel 1 as well as list box 1. So it's more self-documenting than if you had it enabled and just set view state mode to disabled. In that case, you have to make some assumptions about what is enabled, whereas this is more explicit. It's also worth repeating that the default value for view state mode is inherit, so all of these other controls will have view state mode equals inherit, and they will inherit from their parent container. Remember, this is a hierarchical implementation, and whatever view state mode you set applies to that control on which you set it, as well as all of that control's child elements or child controls. Now, there's an important relationship between the enable view state property and the view state mode property. Essentially, view state mode is an on-off switch, either enable, disable, or inherit it. And it's based upon whether or not view state is enabled up at the page level. So in this case, we have view state enabled at the page level, which is the default value, enable view state equals true. And therefore, if we set view state mode to a particular enabled or disabled or inherited, it's going to turn view state on and off for the child controls inside the page. However, if we were to go up here and set enable view state equals false, then even though we've set view state mode equals enabled down here for panel 1, you would not have view state in panel 1. And that's a very important thing to understand, that if you want view state at all, you have to have it enabled up at the page level. Now, that is the default value, so it should be okay, but it's, in my opinion, a good practice if you go up at the page level and set enable view state to true. You could also do it on your master page, but then the pages that inherit from that wouldn't inherently know, or at least it wouldn't be as self-documenting. But especially if you're going to use this view state mode property and turn specific controls on or off in terms of view state, it might be a good idea to enable view state explicitly at the page level, even though that's the default, because then either you or someone else that comes along and starts looking at the page later on, either to fix a bug or add a new feature, will see that the view state is on and certain controls have view state enabled or disabled. So the view state mode property that's been added here in ASP.NET 4 is a great addition. I suspect many of you have at times struggled with controlling view state in different parts of your pages, and this is a very nice solution to that problem. We've covered the main functionality here on how to use it, and I encourage you to download the sample source code, take a look at it, follow up, read some of the documentation, and you should be all set to have much finer degree of control over view state in your website projects going forward. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on the view state mode property in ASP.NET 4.